now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and here I am. Who am I? Well, I'm a regular person. I'm 59 years old. I've been on the air for 20 years. What do I talk about? I talk about relationships. Well, let me put it another way. I talk about what goes wrong with relationships. See? And I talk about, about families, what goes wrong, and about health and stress, health and why. See, we lose our health. We lose our peace of mind. Why our relationships fall apart, why people fight and yell at each other and hurt each other and are mean to each other, and so on. I talk about all of those things. Now you say, well, Roland, isn't that a bit negative? No, it's not negative, because I look at it all from a very positive perspective. See, in the light of truth, I can see the error. And I describe the error, the errors that we make, so that you can see, you the listener, can see the error as I describe it. And you see your own error. When you see your own error, well, then there's a good chance you won't make the error anymore. You see what I mean? It's when you don't see what your error is, and I'll give you some examples. So can you see how that's a very positive thing? If I can describe the boo-boos, the mistakes that we make, in such a way that you see them, and you might, and upon hearing the enlightened perspective that I approach it from, you might see in this enlightened perspective that it would be good not to make the error anymore. And if you stop making the error, then voila, you'd feel good, you'd have peace of mind, joy would return, your relationships would be on the mend, your health problems would be on the mend, your emotional issues, problems would be on the mend, many things would be on the mend. See? All right. So, now, how do I know what I know? Well, I have my common sense. See, I began to wake up over 20 years ago. I began to wake up and began to see for myself. Now, the thing is, when I was a little kid, America was a much better place than it is now. Back then, we kids could go all over the neighborhood on our bikes and so on. Didn't have to worry about anything. Didn't have to worry about being, beaten up by a gang member or, molested or all the awful things that happen now. And school wasn't that great when I was a kid. Of course, they're far worse now, but it wasn't that great, but it was still halfway decent. See? And back then, adults, most of them were halfway decent, and they had some common sense. A lot of them had been through some hard times. Some of the older ones had been through the Depression. Some of them had been through World War II, see, the Korean War. So they had known, suffering. They had known, they had known suffering, and it mellowed them, it softened them, it made them more grateful for what they had, and appreciative, and it also gave them common sense. See what I mean? And America was primarily a Christian nation. Now, I don't know what to call it, a post-Christian nation, an atheist, who knows what it is. We've certainly lost a lot of people have lost their way. But what I was going to say is, back then, see, the food wasn't so bad. So when I was a kid, sure, had ice cream and mashed potatoes and gravy and, hamburgers and french fries and everything, but the food wasn't so bad back then. So, yes, we were maybe a bit foolish. We were unaware, about our food practices. But now, if you're unaware, it could kill you. Because now the food full of aspartame and MSG and genetically modified food and high fructose corn syrup. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by typing Real Player or Windows Media Format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. So now, if you have a parent that's unaware, you know, the other morning I was, and I've seen this more than once, I was in Starbucks to have a cup of coffee and do a little bit of reading in the morning. It's very pleasant. And here comes this mom with her daughter. I don't know how old the daughter could be. 5 years old? Six? I don't know. But what does she buy her? She buys her a donut. You know, Starbucks, they have some donuts too. Some sugary thing. And hot chocolate. A donut and hot chocolate. But the hot chocolate nowadays, you know, it's not like the good old-fashioned hot chocolate used to be, just milk and cocoa. No, I'm sure they have some kind of chemicals in it, and who knows what. But the point is, that's about the worst way a child could start off his day, sugary drink and sugary, gooey product. So you have to ask yourself, does this mother have any common sense at all? Does she have any love for her child at all? So the point is, so today if you have parents that are unaware, well, then they eat improperly and then so do the kids. But see, nowadays, it's not like it used to be. In other words, it used to be a long time ago, the food was relatively okay. See, they didn't have MSG back as a kid. They didn't have MSG. They didn't put it in the food yet. It may have already existed, or it may not have even been discovered yet when I was a little kid. I'm not sure, but it wasn't in the food, and they didn't have aspartame, which is an excitotoxin, an MSG excitotoxin. They didn't put the excitotoxins in the food, and they didn't put in high fructose corn syrup. See, that came in later. A long time ago, they just put regular sugar. See? And so, and then they didn't have genetically modified food back then, so it was relatively natural. But now, see, the food has been mutilated. And, you know, some of it's not even food. I was listening to a guy the other day. He talked about food, sort of food, and non-food. You know, so a lot of things nowadays are almost like non-food. So you see how important it is to be aware. See, when it comes to eating food. But now, what do I talk about? So that's just a little example for you. But now let me give you some other examples. Like, for example, let's talk about relationships now, shall we? Let's talk about relationships. Now, what is one of the main things that destroys relationships? We're talking about man and woman, or parent and child, or mother and daughter, brother and sister, and so on. What is one of the main things that destroys relationships? No, it's not money problems. No, it's not incompatibility. No, it's not those. What is it? It is resentment. It is resentment. When we resent each other, that destroys the relationship. Resentment is a very harmful thing. Now, resentment is also a sneaky thing. See, when you resent somebody, you resent them for some reason. You can resent them underneath without even saying anything. You just resent them, see? So it's sneaky. It's underhanded. On the surface, you can smile, but underneath, you resent them. Now, what is resentment? What is resentment? It is hate. Which means you basically are hating the other person with a sneaky hate. Now, we go around resenting. We resent our mom, we resent our dad, we resent our child, we resent our husband, we resent our wife, we resent our neighbor, we resent our co-worker, see? We resent. Now, we go around resenting. Why do we do that? We resent for a couple of reasons. Number one, because we don't... First of all, if somebody really does do something that's inappropriate, we're too cowardly to speak up about it. So instead, we just say nothing, but underneath we resent. That's one reason. And another reason is because we're selfish. We didn't get our needs met. See? So we resent them. A third reason is because we're intimidated. We allow ourselves to be intimidated. And a fourth reason is because we're jealous. Maybe they look nicer than us, or they have something we don't have, so we resent them. See? Or they don't respect us. Or they don't, so we resent them. So it's hate. See? So we go around hating. But what does hate do? Well, the first thing it does is it destroys relationships. Because it's not love. See, you can't love and hate at the same time. You can't. Now, there is such a thing as a kind of a false love that comes out of hate. You hate somebody and then you feel guilty. And then you try to make up for your guilt. You become extra nice, go overboard. See, that's not love. Then there's also, we become hateful and angry and full of rage and hate and resentment, and then we are aroused and tension builds up, and then we need relief. So we get we find some way to get relief, and then we love our relief, whether it be a drink or drugs or whatever it is. See? But that's not love. That's not real love. So we hate other people. See, so it destroys relationship. The other thing is it harms us, because when we hate, we're cut off from love. See, we're supposed to be creatures of love. Whatever love is, most of us don't know what love is, but whatever love is, it's not hate. But we hate other people. See? Now, why do we do? Now, another reason why we hate is because we are indulging ourselves. We're basically prideful and selfish. And when you hate, you're indulging your little, when you resent, you're indulging your little bit of hate to feed your ego, to feed your pride, see? You can feel superior to somebody by resenting them. See? Really, when you resent somebody, you're inferior, but you can feel superior. You can puff up like a cobra with hate, see? Well, so why do we do that? Well, because we're prideful and egotistical. But another reason is that we have been misled and mistaught about this thing called resentment. We think it's our due. See, we think, well, he said this to me, and he doesn't appreciate me, and why they didn't say good morning to me, and they never listen to what I say, and that sort of thing. So we indulge our resentment so we can feed our pride that way. See, we think we have a right to resent. Well, maybe you do have a right to resent, but it's not a very nice thing, and it's not a good thing. It's a harmful thing, and it's a destructive thing, and it's a wrong thing. That's why you feel guilty afterwards. But you very quickly do bend over backwards to be extra nice to make up for it, and you end up spoiling people or being fundamentally dishonest, pretending to be nice when really you hate them. So now do you see the error of resentment? Good. Well, now, did you want to go out in the world and go about your business and then notice how many times you resent other people? You'd be surprised. I'll be back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here I am. Now, I have love. Yes, I do. I have love. See, I'm not here to win a popularity contest. That's got to be pretty obvious, isn't it? See, when I talk about how foolishly people live and how selfish they are and how sneaky and how hateful and so on, many people are. Yes, many, maybe most, maybe all, almost all. Yes, there are a few sweet souls around, but where are they? Most people are kind of resentful and judgmental. See, a lot of people, they're and especially a lot of women, their resentment is a kind of is judgment. See, there's a little pinch of resentment, but it's judgment because they feel so superior in their hate that they judge. See, and the judgment is enough to feed them, see, to feed their ego, their pride. So they sit around and judge. Oh, look at her, and look at the way she's dressed, and look at how she's acting. Oh, look at her husband. Oh, isn't he gaining weight? And oh, look at my husband. Look what he's doing. Oh, he's putting his feet up on the table again. And why doesn't he change his socks? And oh, why does he have to make those funny noises when he eats? And why doesn't he ever do this for me? And her husband makes more money than him. And ah, yes, I know. I know. You can smile ever so sweetly and pretend that you're such a wonderful, wonderful person. But I know underneath. That's the way a lot of people are. And either you're honest and admitted or not. See? But if you're honest, you say, yeah, you're right. I am judgmental. Well, now, do you see how that's prideful? Do you see how it puffs you up. So when other people and then other people help that by being wrong. So your husband, if your husband is weak, then he tempts you to judge him. See, or if he's violent, then he tempts you to judge him. See how that works? So you go around judging all the time, and underneath, and maybe nobody knows it, but see, you don't even need resentment anymore because the judgment supports you until they do something to you. See, they're just kind of, you know, they're not really doing anything to you. You just don't like what the way they are. So you judge them and then you become impatient. See, when you feel superior, you become impatient. Like with your kids, your little child comes along and makes a little mistake and immediately you become impatient. Your child asks a question or didn't hear what you said, or it doesn't quite do something that you asked him to do, then you become impatient. See, impatience comes out of hate, comes out of pride. So it's a very ugly thing. But when the tables are turned and there's somebody that's bigger than you or stronger than you, you know, your boss or someone, then instead, you know, you're not impatient with them. Why, you just sneak around and say, sure, yes, ma'am, and then you resent them. See, resentment is the booby prize for the pride that doesn't get its way. You see how sneaky that is. So no wonder. See, so now let me. I'm describing the error. See, I'm describing the error, so you can see that you're making an error. Now, am I your friend? Yes, I am, because I'm pointing out something. No one else points it out because either they don't know, see, or even if they did know, they wouldn't point it out to you because they don't have the love. They know if they pointed it out, you'd become angry at them. You'd accuse them of being mean and cruel, and you'd try to confuse them and make them think they weren't seeing what they were seeing. See, that's what you do with your kids, for example. You confuse them and make them think that they're wrong for seeing something wrong about you. I'll be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. So you see, I'm the one that has love. I point out the error. From in the light of love, in the light of intuition, in the light of truth, I point it out, see? So you're very fortunate. If you somehow tuned into this program, if you happen to be lucky enough to tune into this program, and if you're lucky enough, if you're blessed enough to be able to hear what I'm saying and not immediately scream and, you know, turn me off or say I'm a terrible person, but if you grit your teeth and hear what I say and say, yes, I see, world, I see my error, I see that I resent my husband, I see that I'm impatient with my kids, I see that I'm sneaky about judging people, yes, okay. Well, now you see it. That's good, you see it. Now don't duck the truth. Don't make excuses and say, well, I'm just tired, or, you know, I had a bad day. See, we always make excuses for our wrong. Instead, just see it. Okay? In the light of truth. Now, truth is a very beautiful thing. It's a very sweet thing. The thing about truth is that it is true. It's the standard. See, not me. Not me now. But the light of truth itself. That's all I'm doing. I'm just waking you up to the light of truth within which you can see your own error in this light of truth, which is within. It's within me and it's within you, but you've always, well, you've never liked it very much because it feels like conscience. You see, when you don't live intuitively, see, when you live pridefully, unaware, angrily, impatiently, rushing here and rushing there. See, there's so many ways that we're able to avoid the light. One of them is by rushing. Rushing, and talking fast. You know, you rush so quickly, and you talk so quickly, and you react so quickly, and judge so quickly that there's never a moment for truth to get through. Never a moment to sit quietly and just bear the truth. Become aware of the truth, see? And that's why some of us are fortunate when things don't work out quite right for us, and then we end up, in some kind of a jam or some kind of a pickle, or something is rather wrong because it causes us to stop our rushing, endless rushing and fussing and dealing with trivia, and we have to take a look at ourselves, you see? But be careful, because right at that moment somebody will come rushing in with support and tell you that you're wonderful, it's not your fault, and here, take these pills, and see, they'll take away the discomfort of the truth. See, I don't know what do they say, Oxycontin is the main drug now that people take, or Prozac. Number one is what? Number one is killers, and number two, Prozac, and SSRI. So you see how people are trying to, see, escape. But please, don't escape from conscience. When your conscience knocks at the door of your mind and says, hey guy, or hey lady, you were impatient with your child, or you were mean, or you were phony. Just bear the pain of seeing that truth. It's a beautiful thing, because now you're close to the light. See, wherein is your salvation? Wherein is your salvation? And when you see your own wrong in the right, and your pride is softened, and you regret what you see, and you don't try to duck it. You bear it. That's the beginning of something called repentance. And you become a friend of truth, a friend of the light, a friend of God. See, and you are restored to your first estate, and you have a second chance to start anew. So I'm your friend. I'm awakening you to the truth for those of you who have an ear to hear.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Well, are you going to just hear me and then go away? Or are you going to do something? Are you going to take to heart what I said? Are you going to go to my website and perhaps listen to some of my lectures and get the meditation that I have, this beautiful meditation which helps you stay close to the light of truth? Are you going to start again, and this time do it properly instead of being prideful? And see, would you like to see your life on the mend? Well, the best thing then is to visit our website and get started. We have a lot of resources there. Most of them are free. And your life could make a dramatic change for the better.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.